Good morning. Welcome to another beautiful week that the Lord has made. And I just want to welcome you. This is Becky Speet, the Christian Direct Seller, and welcome you to our prayer and Bible study time. We're going to change our format up a little bit today. I've had several people request it, and the Lord has really laid it on my heart that to record the prayer portion of our call today as well. So I'll be doing that. We do take prayer requests beforehand and praise reports, so feel free to chime in a few minutes beforehand. I'm usually here by 8:25 Central Time to take those. And then we will be praying for those confidentially, not on the prayer call and Bible study portion afterwards, but I won't be taking additional requests at that time. But I want to welcome you to our call today, now that we've got all the housekeeping things taken care of. And our topic today, our Bible study, is Are You a Virgin? And I don't want everybody singing the Madonna song, you know. And yes, that does date me. I am from the 80s and proud of it. I have the boofy hair sometimes to prove it, but I moved to Texas so that I can get away with it. My daughter laughs about that. But we're talking about Are You a Virgin? So I'm sure all of you are thinking, oh, I know exactly where that's at in the Word, and it's actually Matthew 25. And as I was studying for this yesterday, I was thinking about our businesses, because we are ministers in the marketplace. And I was thinking about the 10 virgins. And I want to do several parallel thoughts here for you. But first, let me start reading. And I want you to kind of think about this as we move forward. It says, then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. So basically, this is already Christians. These aren't strangers to the Lord. These are actually Christians and believers. So you might liken this to your Christian walk today as well as your business. So this means you're already in direct selling or you're an entrepreneur. It says, five of them were foolish. They were thoughtless, without forethought. And five were wise. They were sensible, intelligent, and prudent. For when the foolish took their lamps, they did not take any extra oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil along with them, also with their lamps. While the bridegroom lingered and was slow in coming, they all began nodding their heads, and then they eventually fell asleep. But at midnight there was a shout, behold, the bridegroom, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins got up and put their lamps in order. And the foolish said to the wise, oh, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going to go out. But the wise replied, there will not be enough for us and for you, so go and say to the dealers, go to the store and buy for yourselves. But while they were going away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were prepared went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Later, the other virgins also came and said, Lord, Lord, open the door to us. And he replied, I solemnly declare to you, I do not know you. I'm not acquainted with you. And then the next verse says, watch, therefore, give strict attention and be cautious and active, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man will come. So let me kind of break this down for you how I see this. Okay, let's talk about this from the spiritual perspective first. Okay, so these are 10 Christians. And they're waiting. They're waiting for the Lord to come. They're talking about his second return, and we're so excited about it. So five of them had some forethought and some planning, and five of them just thought, you know what, they're going to wing it. They're just kind of go with the flow, and they're sure, pretty sure they have enough because they think they know when things are going to be happening and the Lord's going to be coming for them. And it says, for the foolish took their lamps. The lamps are the Word of God, you know, tells us that in the Old Testament. So they studied the Word, they understood the Word, but it really wasn't in their heart, and they didn't have any extra inside. They took it just enough for what they needed. And then it says, as far as the oil goes, they didn't take any extra. Five of them didn't take any extra. So what is the oil? The oil is often referred to as the Holy Spirit or the anointing. And that only comes from spending time with God in fellowship, talking to him, praying with him, reading the word, listening for him, not just always giving him a laundry list of what we'd like, but listening, really getting to know him. And those women that took the extra oil, that took the extra time, when the Lord came, they were ready. They were prepared. Even though they took some time to rest at times, they were prepared. Now, let's think about this as far as your business goes. Think about this as far as your hosts and your customers. Think about this with your direct selling business. Five of them were foolish. They didn't have any forethought. They didn't spend time with their customers doing customer care and follow-up. They didn't spend time in developing relationships with hosts or even their team members. And then when it came time to cash in for business, or it was time to schedule a party, or it was time to talk about a promotion, or it was time to do a celebration, or maybe even a host event, what happened? Oh my gosh, they had to run to the store instead of being prepared by already being in relationship. Really gives us a lot to think about, right? You know, in society where people needed oil to provide even light, like the five virgins that were wise, they had extra on hand. They had that extra insurance, if you would say. The other five were foolish, and they lost out because they didn't keep their lamps filled with oil. And when the bridegroom came, the five virgins without the oil missed their opportunity to go with him because they were lazy when they should have been working and were out trying to buy more oil for their lamps at the wrong time. They were working reactively. Even as leaders in our direct selling business, sometimes we work reactively. And it's best to always work proactively, correct? God's an equal opportunity employer, and it doesn't matter to him what kind of background we come from and what kind of parents or family life we have, what color or gender we are, what kind of education we received, or even if we have physical handicaps. None of those things make a difference to him at all. In him, we all have equal opportunity, and anyone who will follow his guidelines and do what he tells them to do can be blessed and be used by him. All 10 of the virgins had the same opportunity, just like you have the same opportunity in every aspect of your business, but only 5 were willing to do their part. Are you willing to do your part? Are you a wise virgin or are you a foolish virgin? God puts potential in all of us, and if we're willing to develop it, we can see wonderful things take place in our lives. Do your part and don't be left out like the five virgins were. How many times have you felt that way about your business? Or it's like, oh man, if I only would have prepared a little more or done my part a little bit in advance, or if I would have had better customer service. Well, I've got great news for you. It's not too late. And even if you haven't ever called a customer ever and you've been in the business forever, you can still start today. I'm going to encourage you to call and just make some connections. Develop some relationships. Do you know some of the strongest leaders will tell you that that's the key to the success of their business is they take time to get to know the people. Not always talking about business, and not even, I'm talking in secular world, not even just in direct selling, but especially in direct selling because we are a relationship business. People buy from us because they know us, they like us, they trust us, and we offer exceptional service. You know, prepared leaders stand ready to meet the future, and they don't react. They're not easily surprised. They do the important things, the excellent things on a daily basis, and this gives them the power when it's really time to move. So I hope this touched your heart. I hope it kind of a little bit of a fire underneath you. This is a great time for business. I can tell you that most of my clients, my personal coaching clients, as well as the ones that are in coaching programs and group coaching, as well as in our Direct Selling Success University and in our mastermind programs. Right now, I can't even tell you of one of my clients that is not having accelerated success, off the chart blessing in their business. We've got people that are moving to number one in their state in very, very large companies. And we've got people that, you know, some people have recruited like 30 people this month alone, personally. So the business is booming. This is our time. The Lord wants to transfer wealth to you. He wants to give you the harvest from vineyards that you didn't even plant. But we do need to be fervent. We need to be in relationship, and we need to be in relationship not only with Him, But we need to do that with our hosts and our customers and our team. So if there's anything that I can do to support you, besides just praying for you and your business right now, don't hesitate to reach out to us on the Facebook page. It's called The Christian Direct Seller, or you can message me privately. It's an honor and a blessing to serve you, and I know that you're wise. And one of the other things I want to caution against is I don't want you to get where you're beating yourself up and you're staying in guilt, because God says that there is no guilt and condemnation in Him. All we have to do is, once it's brought to our awareness, we just ask forgiveness. We repent and we move forward in a new and beautiful direction with God's anointing and supernatural power. So if you're feeling like, oh man, I really kind of messed up, or I should have done this, or you know what, I do want to work more proactively, I'm just overwhelmed and I'm not sure what to do, I want you to release the guilt. I want you to walk in the favor that God has set before you and take one step. Just like Peter, he was walking on the water. He kept his eyes on Jesus. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus and just took one step after another, he was able to walk on the water. And you'll be able to do the same thing. I'm going to take just a few minutes right now and pray for you and pray for your business, and then we'll turn off the recording, and then if there's any other private prayer requests, we'll go ahead and take those then. Father God, we love you so much. It's such a joy and such a blessing to be able to spend time with you this morning. I thank you for just speaking to my heart and speaking to the hearts of those that are on the call, whispering into our hearts. We can hear that still, small voice. Lord, we want to praise you. We want to worship you. We have so much to be thankful for. We thank you that we're even just alive and breathing, and that you've created us, that we have the honor and the ability to serve you and further your kingdom, that you've called us to our direct selling businesses, Lord, that you've called us to be ministers in the marketplace, that you died on the cross for our sins. You came because you loved us so much. And you believed. You believed in us. You knew exactly what we would be doing right here at this moment. Father God, I ask forgiveness right now for any guilt or condemnation that I've piled upon myself, or maybe that I've influenced another person with. And Father God, I just walk in your new, fresh anointing. Lord, I pray a new, fresh anointing would fall on each and every person listening to this call, and as well as to the recording. Lord, give them that fervency to do their business with excellence, to connect with the people. Lord, we know that this world is just so temporary, the things that we have, the hobbies, all the things that we collect here. But the important thing to you is people, your people. So, Lord, I ask that you would just strengthen our hearts. Lord, I ask that favor would go out before each and every person listening to this call. As they're making connections, as they're being those wise virgins, as they're spending time with you, developing relationship with you, as well as with customers, hosts, prospects, business leaders, as well as team members. Father God, they've got a special plan this week, I'm sure, that you've given them and you've whispered in their heart. Lord, I pray that you will just ignite that fire in their belly, that they're going to be so on fire after they leave the call today that they just can't wait to get connected and get busy about their business, because we know the time is short and you're coming back soon. And we want to do our part. We want to spread the gospel across the whole world. We want to be faithful so that when we get to the heaven's gates and you look at us, you'll say, oh, you're a good and faithful servant. Come on in. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you so much, and we want to have some of that heaven on earth, and that's why we're so committed to being ministers in the marketplace. Father, I thank you for all the favor that you have on all of my clients, Lord, and on those that are listening to this call. Lord, that it's just amazing. I just stand in awe to see you work in the lives and in the hearts of these leaders and in these direct selling business owners, Father God. It's so amazing and so exciting to see the success like never before. We thank you for the transference of the wealth. We thank you for the harvest of vineyards we didn't necessarily plant. I thank you, Lord, for being faithful to continually sow those seeds. Lord, help us to be faithful as we sow the seeds and knowing that there will be time and then there will be harvest. Lord, I pray that you will open our eyes, that we will see people that need your word and need your love, that desire to be with you, that we can meet maybe through our direct selling business or prospecting or even maybe just in our own homes. Father, we love you, and we thank you that you give us a hope, that you give us a future, that you want to bless us abundantly more than we could ever ask, think, dream, or imagine. And Lord, we know that there are others that are going through tough times. Lord, there's still fresh wounds in many people's hearts from the explosion in West Texas and the massacre in Boston, Lord. Those that have lost family members, those that have lost homes and businesses and pets and vehicles and all those things, Lord. I pray that you would just minister to their hearts, that you will bless them with peace and love, and that there will be tangible people, people that will reach out to them, that they can feel a hug, not just feel your spiritual hug, Father God. We love that so much. But that you will send your people to minister. Lord, help us to be your hands and feet. Help us to be obedient and to trust. Help us to obey without questioning. Lord, when we hear that little voice in our heart that says, hey, talk to that person about your business, help us to be obedient. We don't know what plan you have for that. When we hear that still small voice that says, share my love with them, ask them if they know me. Lord, we want more than just five virgins going in to the wedding feast. We want to bring hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people with us. We want the whole world to be able to come and worship you and be in heaven with you. That was your original intention and plan. So, Father God, I just pray right now that we would be faithful, that you would give us boldness and spirit, not just around our business, but about sharing the gospel. Lord, I pray that you will heal broken hearts, that you will give us the courage, that belief barriers will be broken down in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you'll be with Carol as she's traveling back to Texas, Lord. I pray that you'll give them safe travels, that you'll give them traveling mercies, and that you'll give them joy along the way. Lord, help them to see beautiful, magnificent sights and enjoy your spring weather. Lord, I just pray for Sarah's sister and her cousin. Oh, we rejoice that you've got new babies being born inside of their bellies. They're already being formed, Lord, and that they're going to be born here on earth and be able to further your kingdom. I pray that that those children will be blessed and never cursed. Lord, that you will grow inside of them spirit men that are just so big and so alive and on fire for you. Lord, you've already given them a hope and a future. You've given them a destiny, Lord. So I pray that they will grow and be admonished to fulfill that destiny and that calling, that they would come to know you at a very young age and always stay close to you and on fire to serve you. Lord, I pray for safety and protection of the pregnancy as well as the babies. Lord, easy deliveries for the mommies. And, Lord, I just pray that they will just be huge blessings to those families. Lord, we love you and we praise you. We give you glory for a magnificent week that we know that you're creating. Help us to be faithful with our minutes, our hours, and our days that you've given us this week. We love you and we can't wait to always be serving you. We want to give you glory and honor for all the things that you've done in us and through us. We love you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining us for our call today. And if you have additional prayer requests, don't forget to put them on the Facebook page, The Christian Direct Seller. I always go there and I check that every day to help support you. And I'm going to turn off the recording in case there was anything else that was a private prayer request, and we'll pray for that real quick. But God bless you and have an amazing week.